Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. Psalm 42, verse 11. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I'll put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. We all face times of discouragement when nothing seems to be going right. That's an inevitable part of the ups and downs of life. But sometimes those times of discouragement can dominate all our thinking. And that's clearly how it was for the psalmist. He reflects that his tears had been his food day and night, and people were taunting him all day long with the words, "Where is your God?" He thinks back on those happy days when he'd lead the worship procession up to the temple. But that's all a very distant memory now. He paints a sad picture. But his feelings of despair don't have the last word, because amidst the grief, he knows that God will not let him down. He puts his hope in God, knowing that there will come a time when he'll be able to praise him again. We're told that depression is extremely common, and that about 50% of people will experience it at some time in their life. At any one time, about 20% of people suffer from a degree of depression. If this is your own personal experience, then I encourage you to take heart from the psalmist. Amidst the confusion and darkness of your depression, I hope you'll hang on to the fact that God has never and will never abandon you. He loves you and is committed to you whatever happens. For many of us, depression is outside our personal experience. We need to be acutely sensitive to those people who we work with and live with, for whom it is a deep and agonizing experience. We need to be ready to listen sympathetically to their experience with the humility that comes from knowing that they're walking a path that we have not trodden. We need to be very prayerful and offer our companionship before anything else in the knowledge that God wants to be their hope too. Let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you for the honesty of the psalmist. We praise you for the confidence that he had in you, even when everything seemed to be going wrong. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premier.